Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. And of course, as we were listening to Muruti Mraka, we are going to be listening also to Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Greetings to you, Muruti. And welcome to the show, Sam.
Yeah, greetings to everyone. And thank you very much for having us again today. We are so blessed. And we are just here to serve the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Now, last week we were touching this very aspect about the family of our Father Yahuwah Elohim. And I was asking Muruti Mraka, and then I said, we are taking it further and we are looking into the spiritual relationship that this family has with the Father. What kind of relationship would one be able to point at and say, this indeed is the family of Yahuwah or our Heavenly Father? And we looked on Matthew 12:50 and Luke chapter 8, verses 21. And there Yahusha HaMashiach says, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. And in Luke chapter 8:21, he answered and said to them, my mother and my brother are these who hear the word of the Father and do it. So the family is evidenced that they have a spiritual relationship of obedience. They have a spiritual relationship of obedience. And also we see, we touched on that, and also we see in the very aspect that these also, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19, it says, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of the Father. How are they related to really show that they are the family of the Father? Is that now they had become citizens with the saints of the household of the Father. They are no longer foreigners. It's people who are no longer strangers and foreigners. Being a stranger and being a foreigner, this has been taken away, and they had become fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of the Father.
Yeah.
What comes to mind with that, Mriti?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Kind of relationship that we need to have. You mentioned about a spiritual kind of relationship that you need to have with the Father. And here you gave an illustration of Jesus Christ, who happened to be in a place whereby they told him that your father and your mother or your family are outside waiting for you. And he turned and said, my brothers and my sisters and my mother are the people who are listening to the words that are coming from the Father, from God. The one that are connected to the word, meaning that whoever that is obeying, doing and following the word of God and obeying it and applying it, that person will be called my brother, or be called my sister, or be called my mother. It's not a person that can just call himself and say, I am the brother to who, to so-and-so, that I will just want to replicate and say, you are my brother. But you need to have the same belief, the same understanding of things. And here you see that what makes us to be part of the family of God, it's what, I mean, Ephesians will say, Ephesians 4, I mean, when you talk about the fivefold ministries, when you come to what are they teaching us? You go to verse 11. I mean, I'll read verse 12. I'm going to just jump to 11, go to verse 12. And the Bible is speaking to us and say, their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. Now, the purpose of these five is to prepare the people in order for them to be capable of building up the body of Christ. Now, when you say building up the body of Christ, it means becoming part and parcel of the body of Christ, becoming the ones that will grow that body, the one that will be working together in order for the body to grow. Now, when you talk about a family has to, we must have what you call connection. You need to be connected. Mm. You need to be connected in one body. You need to be connected in one thing. You need to be connected in one baptism, one faith, in order to grow and to call ourselves a family of God. Mm. Because here God is expecting us to do what? To have, first of all, the belief in Him, in His Word. And as you believe His Word, that word will only, it won't just stay there, but just to be applied. That's where now James comes in and says, faith without works is almost nothing. Mm. Faith without works is not faith anywhere, because it's like the body without the spirit. Now, when you talk about the body, I mean, the family of Elohim, the family of our Father, is a family that works together, whereby when one is hurting, everyone is hurting. You know, not like what we see today, when scandals, or let me put it this way, when scandals or problems or difficulties are kind of occurring all around, when we see our brothers falling, sometimes it becomes a subject of joy for some people. Mm. For some people, it becomes a subject of a discussion. Some, it's a subject of, I mean, taking it to whatever. Because somehow we never come to understand that we are a family of God. Because the family of God is not necessarily a family that congregate in one place. No, we are a family of God because we are from different places. But as long as we have our faith based on the word of our Father who happened to be Elohim, if you have faith in His word and follow His word, we might be from different places. But what makes us together, what keeps us together, is that is the word and the connection from the Messiah. That's what I believe strongly, that if we can have that mind and start understanding things like that, then we know that, I mean, in terms of what we need to do is to keep up with the Word of God, to stick to the Word of God, to obey the Word of God, and live with the Word of God. And any other thing is just, I mean, secondary. We cannot even consider it much, because already, as the Bible speaks to us in the book of Matthew 6, seek you first the kingdom of God and the rest will be given. Meaning that we need to have the focus on the kingdom. When you have all of us with focus on the kingdom, that we belong to the family. That's what I can say for now.
Now, it comes to pass in some instances, Muruti, where we see that what is spoken as a spiritual relationship, which shows that we truly are a family of the Father, is also in the aspect of sufferings. Romans 8:17 says, if children then as heirs of Yahuwah and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we also may be glorified together. If we suffer with Him, that is also indicating our spiritual relationship. I want to hear your view on this one.
Thank you very much for the question. You know, when we come to the suffering, you need to first understand a few things here. Because we cannot go through the same suffering that the Lord went through. Because that will be an example. I'm just giving an example. If one has to be beaten the way the Lord was beaten and say, this is the kind of suffering I'm going through, because he was beaten and then I have to go through the same beating, that does not really make sense. Because it's not about, according to my understanding, not about really, putting ourselves towards external kind of suffering, but it is about, I mean, the bearing of the cross, bearing of the work that He has come to do. And this work is not an easy work. It's a work that requires that you accept whatever that comes with it. There will be some humiliation. There will be some rejection. There will be some, you'll be in place where, you know, you'll be accused wrongly. Mm. People will accuse you for things that you did not do. You know, you'll be pushed away. You'll be in a place whereby nobody accepts you. You know, you're in a government, in a place whereby you're supposed to have a say. Nobody will listen to you. Now, those type of, rejection and those type of, pushing away, kind of, this is the kind of suffering you're talking about. Talking about whereby you never do anything wrong, but you are caught up into a situation whereby they say you did. You know, you went to preach the gospel in a very good way with a pure heart, and the lady just turned and said, no, he wanted to rape me. And then yet you need to accept, to suffer, to accept for the gospel. Say, I will accept because I did not do that, but for the sake of Christ, I am suffering for it. You know, you need to be in a place whereby you see people going through tough times, and then you take yourself, you put yourself in their shoes, and you accept to pay the price. You know, these are the type of suffering that, I mean, the Lord is expecting, not the type of suffering whereby we need to we'll be deprived for everything. Because I've heard a lot of people saying, Amruti, I think you've heard that as well, when people will talk to you about, I mean, that I'm going through my desert, for instance. You know, when you're going through tough times, you said, I'm going through my desert. Now, I always say, I ask people questions, say, what kind of a desert are you talking about? You know, the people of Israel, they went through a desert and so on and so forth. Then that's okay. When you look at the picture of the desert in which they were, the Bible is so clear where they were in that desert. I mean, they did not suffer. I mean, they did not have a lack of food.
Yeah.
They had food. They had clothes. They had shoes. I mean, they had God to lead them by day and by night. I mean, the reason why it went with them through, I mean, the desert was not for them to for him to make them suffer. It was for them to make them change from the state where they were to a new way. And if you are telling me that, I mean, you are going through a time of transformation, whereby the Lord is taking you from a place, is taking you from a lower level of understanding things to a higher level. If you are in a place where God is pruning you, removing other things that, I mean, you could be cherishing, God wants to take them out in order for him to take you to another dimension. But at the same time, there are some basics that you need. I mean, that you need. You're supposed to have them. Don't come to me and say that, and because you are going through tough time, you don't have money, you don't have this, you say, I'm going through my desert. That I wouldn't understand. Because I'll say, okay, hey, what kind of a desert is that? Now, this is the type of things that sometimes people will come and say, you know, I'm suffering. I don't have food. I don't have clothes. I don't have money. I don't have this. I am going through the suffering of Christ. That's not the suffering of Christ. Christ never missed money. That's one thing. He never been in a place whereby he's crying that, I mean, hey, people come and help me with money. He never been in that position. He never come in, never been in a place whereby he's begging on the road. Never. But then, you know, this is my understanding. I would say it requires one to go through that humiliation, that space of rejection, that space of, I mean, being accused falsely, but still standing for Christ. That I'll call the suffering of Christ.
I hear you well. And that is what it shows, that one has a spiritual relationship with him, not only in the blessings, because it seems to be one-sided these days. Only the blessings are spoken of as having a relationship with him, and the sufferings are not spoken of as one having a relationship with him. It's amazing that we see these kind of things. All right, we'll be back after a break.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together right through up to the hour 8. And of course, we are talking to Pastor Samuel Kabamba. In this case, we're also speaking to Muruti Karabo Braka. Baruch Yahu also we are talking with. And we are looking into the very issue of the spiritual relationship of the family of Yahuwah Elohim? What is our spiritual relationship to our Elohim? I need to know that. We need to speak quite deeply on that, and that we understand as to the implications and meanings. Right. Now, Muruti, I am also looking into the word, and this is in Ephesians. And then in Ephesians, it says, chapter 3, verses 15, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Our spiritual relationship is that we have been named in Yahuwah. We have been named in Him. I want to know as to what does this mean? Because today, denominationalists are speaking something different. And they're speaking something other than this. So what does it imply when we say we have some sort of being named in Him, just like the ones in heaven and us here on earth? It says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. If we say we are named in Him, the whole family, what does it mean?
Yeah, thank you very much, Muruti. It's a very good question, because you see, Jesus Christ said something, our Lord, and He said something that, I mean, to eternal life it's about knowing you as the only God. Mm-hmm. When you come to that place of understanding that you do not have two gods, you have only one God. And having to now reflect His character. As the beginning was, the Bible says clearly, when God spoke to man, or when He spoke to Himself, where He wanted to create man, He said, let us create man out of what? Our likeness and our image. Now, when you talk about like the likeness of God and the image of God, represent who God is. Mm. Speaks about His character, speaks about His personality, speaks about His name. You know, When one comes to God, you need to come to a place of knowing that He is a Father. Mm. And He is a Father who does not go on holidays, who does not, who is not too busy to not listen to your cry and your prayer. You need to a place whereby you understand that everything that you can see was made by Him, for Him and through Him. When you come to that understanding, you know, because like when you read this same scripture, it says, from 14, it says, this is the reason I kneel in the presence of the Father, for whom all family in heaven and on earth receives its name. And it's everything that has everything to do with us and the people in everything in heaven and the people on us on earth, everything is revolved in Him, not outside of Him. I'm asking God to give you a gift from the wealth of His glory. I pray that He will give you inner strength and power through His Spirit. Then Christ will live in you through faith. I also pray that love may be the ground into which you sink your roots and on which you have your foundation. Now, when you remember, I was talking about Him being the creator of everything. And if everything starts with Him, everything ends with Him. Now, when He says, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, He was telling us that man has to be His proper and His own representative in such a way that He represents Him character-wise, He represents Him power, authority-wise. I mean, that means when we have to see a man, the man has to represent God in His entirety. This is what God is. God is cover everything in Himself. Mm. He is the foundation of everything. Mm. Now, when you see that, I mean, there is no any other thing or any other person or any other way of you, of you sustaining yourself or withstanding anything in your life, you know that the only thing, the only person, the only entity is God. Mm. And then you start now representing, you start showing now the character of God. then you are standing for his name. Then you start now representing him because you know that there is no any other. It's not necessarily, that's according to me, it's not necessarily trying to find a name that, or trying to call God by a name, because you must call him by a name, but you don't believe in that name, or you don't represent that name. You must call him, like, I might put it this way, I might call him Elohim, but I don't understand what Elohim is all about. I don't represent Elohim. Then I'm not part of that family. If I understand what the Elohim is all about and I leave Elohim into my life, then I know that there is no any other apart from him. Jesus Christ is speaking, the Lord, he said to the people of Israel, to the disciples, that I am the way, the truth, and life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. This was a conversation that he had with the disciples. And one of them asked him, he said, where are you going? Show us the Father. He said, but you've been with me, but you don't recognize me. Meaning what? You can call yourself that you're a son of God, but you don't recognize him as your Father. You don't know who he is. But because you are in a movement, you might say, I'm in this movement, the Father is with me. But while you don't know him, there's no relationship. That's why, you know, somehow the Bible tells us that don't call the name of God in vain. That is another word of telling us, don't just call yourself a son of God, or don't just walk around claiming to be a child of God while there's no such a relationship with that God. And there's no foundation, there's no support that we can say, okay, hey, from this, that's where I am. I know only him, not any other thing. When trouble comes, you won't go left, right, but you say, hey, I know in whom I've trust. I mean, I put my trust. This is the way I understand, in his word or in his name, us being acknowledged and being supported by him. And his name, simple word that I can also give, his name is his word.
Absolutely, Muruti. And when we come back, let's look into this one also. That is Hebrews chapter 11. I'd like us to look into that. Hebrews chapter 2. I'd like us to look into that when we come back. And we'll discuss even further about it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, let me bring it again to you, Professor. We have been looking into this for quite some time. And I can say without a doubt, Muruti, that in looking into this, one has to understand that as the family, there is a spiritual relationship that we have with the Father. If we say we are his family now, the spiritual relationship, you know, speaks also of regulations, the observance of regulations. Now, when you look into Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11 says, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. And this speaks about Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah. This speaks about the Messiah, the Christ, in that he sanctifies us as the high priest, and he also calls us his brethren. The spiritual relationship is also that of sanctification through the priesthood of the Messiah. What is your take there, Mruti?
Thank you very much for the question. As the Bible reads, the Yahushua who makes people holy, and all those who are made holy have the same Father.
Yes.
Now, he said, Yahushua is the one who makes us holy.
Mm.
And all of those that have been made holy, we are all together. We have the same Father.
Mm.
That means we have the same source.
Yeah.
We have the same characteristics. We have the same, ways of looking at things. We have the same law, if I'm going to put it that way. We have the same law to follow. Mm. And this is why Yahushua isn't ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, or to call them his brothers. Why is he not ashamed? Because what exactly the Father is and what the Father says, it's what, him and us together are living toward. Because he is holy, and he has made us holy, so that we may all of us be partakers to the Father who happened to be the source of all of us. When we understand that, when you come, as we're talking about the relationship that goes around the family, you know, in a family, we need to come to that place. In families, people can fight, but they don't fight in order to destroy one another, but they fight in order to build themselves up. In a family, people don't just get in there in order to destroy, to criticize one another negatively or whatever, but they are there to construct one another. You know, in a family, when, as I said before, in a family, when one is down, everyone is down with him, because they are feeling the same thing. Now, meaning that when we call ourselves, we are in the same family. Nobody will ever be comfortable when one is not in the level where everyone has to be somehow. Now, Christ or the Messiah will make sure that he keeps us closer to himself, so that we may be holy as himself is holy. By doing so, he's allowing us to be partakers to the family of God, so that we may be the true representative of God. You know, it's not easy being in the flesh and living holiness. It's not easy. But for us to live it, we don't need anything else than the Messiah himself. Because our holiness does not really depend on us, but depends on him.
Mm.
He's the one who makes us holy. Because he wants us to be part and parcel of the family of God. Because if we have to use our own strength, our own effort and abilities, we cannot. Then he's the one who must make us holy so that we may be covered. Because when the Father looked at us, he does not see us, but he sees the Messiah. He sees him.
Mm.
Through the blood that he has shed on the cross, he has made us to be partakers to the family of God. Not by our strength, not by our knowledge, not by anything, but by the acceptance through our faith. As we accept him, already, automatically, as you said, when you accept him, it makes us becoming part of God, and then we can live now the life of God, because now we have the same Father. Yeah. And having the same Father, he is not ashamed of calling us his brothers or his sisters. That's what I believe. It is a matter of, belonging and connecting to him. And the connection has nothing to do with our own strength, but has everything to do with his own doing.
Mm. You know, this is amazing also, in that it is spoken with regards to us. When it says, in this the children of the Father and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of the Father, nor is he nor is he who does not love his brother. Our spiritual relationship is also there. 1 John chapter 3, verses 10, Muruti. I want to bring it to you also. The evidence is that we are having a spiritual relationship with the Father, and then it shows in our practice of his righteousness and even of our love for one another, the brotherly love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unlike the children of the devil who are manifest, we are different from that. What say you then?
Yeah, definitely. That's what has characterized us, actually. You know, we are not working for ecumenism. We are not working for denominations, kind of. We are not working for anything that will come one day in terms of putting all the churches together and so on. This is not what we are looking for. We are working in terms of those who have given their life truly to God through the Messiah. These are the people that when you look at them, no matter where they're coming from, no matter the church they are attending to, but as long as we know that all of us, we have one Lord, one Savior, one Master, and we are following that one Master, and we believe in him, and our lives are nothing without him. When we understand that, automatically, we are called to do what to work together. You know, it's so difficult nowadays, actually, to see with whatever is going on in the world, that you see people from Church A cannot talk to people from Church B. While from Church A, they say they are calling themselves the true believers, and Church B as well, they call themselves true believers. And then when you go to those churches, you see that somehow they mention the name of the Messiah. Here they also mention the name of the Messiah. But then I ask a question. If both of you are talking about the same God, why can't you speak the same language? Why can't you love one another? Why can't you be children of the one body? Because I find it abnormal for one body to have different, as you know, a body has got different members, but all the members work together. All the members support one another. All the members, when one member is crying, you see the whole body stops, and then the whole body must attend to the one that is suffering. But today it's not the case. You see that when Church A goes through trouble, Church B is happy. They enjoy. They celebrate. They drink champagne. You know, they go through. They call them.
They drink champagne.
It's like as if you're waiting for them to fall. But the question is, are we basing ourselves on what exactly? Do we have a relationship with the Father? Because through the Holy Spirit, if we have all of us the Spirit of God, we cannot work against one another. Whenever we see each other, there will be that spark, there will be that connection, because we have the same spirit. No matter the churches we attend, if your church and my church, is these are the true churches of the true God, when we meet on the road, we will speak the same language. We cannot work against one another. But the moment we start working against one another, meaning that we are not, somehow, we are not, even the people who are fighting and those who are not, somehow something is wrong somewhere. That's why I believe the children of God, as the Bible says, this is the way God's children are distinguished from the devil's children. Everyone who does not do the right or love each other or love other believers is not God's child. So I'm going to talk about other believers more. This morning, somehow I was speaking, I was reasoning about something. And then, you know, when you come to family, I always say this, family, you know, the church, let me just put it this way. Ministry does not come before family.
Yeah.
Ministry is after family. That means there is God first, family, and then ministry. And then I came to understand one thing. Even when we talk about our biological family, the way we behave in our biological family, I don't see a normal parent to abuse his own children. I don't see that. Unless if you are possessed by demons, then you can do that. Now, when we move now from the family, our biological family, to the church, before the church gets into service, before the church gets into ministry, the church must be first a family. That's one thing I believe, because the Bible says we are one body.
Yes.
Being one body, meaning that we are a family. Mm-hmm. That says when you come to church, when you come to church in the morning, apart from the singing, apart from the praising and the worship and everything, first of all, you must have the sense of family.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why today people don't get, they don't see the manifestation of the Father into their churches, and they don't see life being breathed in our churches, why? Because we never come to God as family. We come to God as people who come to fellowship and God. And that's a problem. Because when you understand first we need to be a family, and then we come, when you meet in church, the first thing is to greet one another as members of one family. Then we can go to service. That will make God happy. But if we just come and say, hey, I've come to serve today, you know, hey, where's my guitar? Where's my beast? No, we'll do the service, but God won't be pleased. He won't see himself in there. Because family is very important, more than service. Service comes after family is acknowledged and recognized.
Absolutely, absolutely. Muruti, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate the time you had given us. And much blessings to you. Pass our regards at home.
Thank you very much. I'll do so. Also, don't forget to greet the family as well.
Shalom, Rutuaka.
Shalom.
Right, that is Pastor Samuel Kabamba there, and of course, thank you so much for
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Six, five, seven, medium wave radio pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. And then, of course, Pastor Samuel Kabamba really putting it across there, the very aspect of even calling ourselves with his name. Muruti Muraka, let me bring you back on this. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 15, it speaks about the saints in heaven and on earth being united and also being named in him. That is also our spiritual relationship to the Father. It says, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named in him. This is just amazing also there. And then it speaks even of him again. And let me just look for this verse quickly. That we are the ones who have been delivered. Romans 8, I'm getting back to it, verse 21. It says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of the Father. Now, we are called into a glorious liberty, and that is our spiritual relationship with him. And this glorious liberty that we have is also a connection that we have with the saints in heaven. And we are named together with the saints in heaven in him. And that should denote a spiritual relationship with the Father. What comes to mind about that?
Yeah, what comes to mind starts in, even as you have outlined it there, for me it starts now in terms of connecting to what you are saying. It starts in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yeah.
Where it speaks about verse 45.
Yeah.
Let me say, or maybe let me start verse 44. It is sown a soulish body, it is raised a spiritual body.
Mm.
There is a soulish body and there is a spiritual body.
Yeah.
And so it is written, the first human being, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the soulish, and afterwards, the spiritual. The first human being was of the earth, made of dust. The second human being is Adonai from heaven. That's where it starts for me, in that it is giving us an understanding that the first human being of whom we are part through being born naturally fell from the position the Father has put him on. And because of that fall, it was declared that he's going to die. He's not going to continue any longer.
Mm.
But the father made a promise in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where he says, the woman will have a seed.
Mm.
And then, of course, this seed is the one which we have also heard when he developed this concept of covenant. Even we heard that he would be the son who would come from the loins of David, and he would be God's son, and his kingdom would be forever. Now, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, or Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach.
Mm.
So, he is the final Adam.
Mm.
In that, he took everything that was supposed to go to Adam in terms of cause and effect. What do I mean? Adam sinned, and we all sinned together with Adam.
Mm.
That is the cause. The effect is the wages of sin is death, and everybody therefore dies. So when Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, died without ever having sinned, he became the final Adam, closing off the first human being.
Mm.
And when he resurrected out of the defunct, he became the head of the second human being.
Mm.
And being the second human being, he is now the embodiment of the family of God, which we are speaking about. Therefore, he says in Matthew chapter 28, from verse 18 downwards, all authority has been given to me in the heavens and on earth. So all the family in the heavens and on earth are all headed up in him. That is Ephesians chapter 1.
Mm.
That's where God is saying, he is setting him up as the head of all creation. The recreation, if we may call it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what you are saying in Romans chapter 8, creation is waiting to, in hope, to be revamped. And it can only be revamped in Yeshua HaMashiach, with the body of Yeshua HaMashiach being all those that believe upon him, who are the family of God. And when that revelation comes of now the Son, because the revelation will come when the head is revealed, when he comes back, then all those that are his in heaven and on earth will be together with him. And that revelation will release all of creation now from its imprisonment. And therefore, as the head, he will be revealed to be heading all of the family of God, which is right now in heaven and on earth. And we are his family, as we have been saying, through being born by the Spirit of God, having put our trust on the Messiah, the second human being.
Mm. Now, the connection, and you explain it quite well, the connection, this also denotes or shows the connection now that we have of the saints in heaven and on earth. And this connection makes us one. Now, someone would ask and says, okay, clarity there, even though I understand. Describing that Yahusha is the second Adam, and we are therefore of the second Adam. And so we are connected with the original that is in heaven. This spiritual connection, what kind of responsibility does it put upon us in terms of our relationship with the Father? This connection, what kind of responsibility does it put on us today as believers and the family of the Father? That's my last question. In this aspect, Ruti?
In that one, that last question, I'm going back to Romans chapter 8, which you so well took us through. And I'm going to go to verse 12.
Mm.
It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
Mm.
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die off. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Elohim, these are the sons of Elohim. The sons of Elohim who are to be revealed to the jubilation of all creation. When they are shown to be the body of the Son of God. That the Son of God is the head, and the sons of God are the members of his body. We become those sons. We continue to grow into sonship through yielding to the leading and guidance of God's Spirit, of Elohim's Spirit. We don't owe the flesh anything. We owe the Spirit obedience. When we continue in obedience daily, obeying the voice of God's Spirit, which of course gives us the word of God in truth. When we walk that way, we are paying our dues, which are to really indicate that we are the true sons of God through the Son of God.
I really get you, Muruti. I appreciate. Thank you so much.
All honor and glory to Christ.
Shalom,
the Messiah.
Shalom, shalom.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Thank you so much for listening through. It has been great. It has been wonderful. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the moment. And of course, I'm sorry that we couldn't open up lines today. But you can talk to me directly on my Facebook. It's Ray Lehodi. You can talk to me there about tonight's topic. I will look into those questions and those comments, and also drop voice notes. I would be happy that you can also drop me some voice prompts on Facebook on my timeline there as to what you think is the spiritual connection of the children of the Father with the Father, and even amongst ourselves. What is it that denotes? What is it that shows and speaks about our connection, our spiritual connection with the Father, our spiritual relationship with the Father? And thank you again for your patience. And I know that this is one of the topics that is never dealt with thoroughly. And that is why we decided that we should have at least some episodes of it. And sorry we couldn't get Baruch Yahu at the time of recording, because our sequences really didn't go up with his. He was at work, and then already we had wasted his hour. And our apologies goes over there. If you haven't heard him, I promise you we will be talking with him next week. And we will be talking about who is Israel. That will be our topic. Who is Israel? Who is Yasharel? We will be talking about that. and trying to get into the nitty-gritty of that. Let us understand ourselves. If we say we are the Israel of the Father, we should know as to what is it that we are referring to and who is this Israel that we are calling ourselves with. And thank you that we are understanding that our relationship is based on obedience. You know, it's based on obedience. Yahushua HaMashiach says, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, that is my brother and sister and mother." He says so. He puts it across just like that. And he says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of Yahuwah, our Elohim, and they do it." It's based on obedience, and we live those lives of obedience at all times. Thank you so much for making this a beautiful program that we are able to look into those things. And so many people have written to us about this, and they say, "May you please take it further and let us go on with it." We will take it further and go on with it. That is why next week we are looking into the very aspect of saying, what are we referring to when we talk about Israel, when we call ourselves Israel? Thank you for listening. And to the King above all kings, Yahusha HaMashiach, to our glorious Father, our Elohim, Yahuwah, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like him. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you also for listening to the show. Shalom.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.